92.9 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, with random notes from around the planet.
For a couple of months now, we've been hearing about an outbreak of measles, which has now spread through 7 states and infected nearly 1,000 people. Fortunately, so far, only 1 adult and 2 kids have died from it, but hundreds are in the hospital right now. And then last week, we found out that there's been a new outbreak of E. coli linked to romaine lettuce, which has spread to 15 states since last November. This has been going on for 6 months. Nearly 100 people have been affected, causing extreme sickness. So far, only 1 person has died from that. But why is this the first we're hearing about it? Apparently, the Food and Drug Administration knew about it back in November and closed their investigation in February without publicly detailing what was going on. They must have really been working in overdrive to keep this quiet because no local news media were reporting about it. Some people at NBC were given an internal report and they began investigating this. Food safety advocates maintain that disclosing information about situations like this is critical to make sure that people dispose of contaminated food that they may have to help cut down the spread. The problem is, much of the staff that would normally distribute those updates have been cut from the FDA this year, so they no longer have the mechanisms in place to protect the public and prevent the next outbreak from happening.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPN.